March 16th, 2009. Thanks for tuning in to The Sounds in My Head.
Only you will hear it without disturbing others.
It's a bi-weekly music podcast featuring songs and bands I think you might have missed. My name's Daniel.
When you've had a busy day full of problems, you can retire and listen in the dark.
Thanks again for listening to The Sounds in My Head.
It's a great way to finish the day.
That song right there was called Shanghai. It's by the band Bishop Allen. They're from Brooklyn, New York, and it was from a new album of theirs called Grr. Shanghai had been getting a whole lot of airtime in my Hura apartment, which is to say, I like that song a lot. It's played a whole bunch of times. I do like it more than most of the rest of the album, though the album, pretty good stuff, and I would say Bishop Allen's finest release to date. They've had a few albums. They've been around for a while. I've actually never put them on the show before, but I gotta say, I like this new record pretty well, and Shanghai, that's a pretty catchy track right there. Okay, up next, another band also from Brooklyn, New York. They're called The New Rags. I'm a huge fan of The New Rags, and I have been since the release of their EP a few years back, which I played on the show, and I eagerly awaited all future releases from The New Rags so I could put them on the show as soon as they came out, and they just never really came out. That it was kind of irritating to me, actually, how they just never seemed to release anything else. Well, they finally did release something else. They released an album called Gotta Get Out of Here. Unfortunately, they only released it in Japan. So, it's a very expensive record to buy, but the good news is it's 21 tracks, so that's pretty good. You get a bunch of music for your $40 that it costs to buy it and have it shipped here. And it's a really great record. It's almost all 4 and 5 star tracks, and they're all short, so we're going to hear three of them. We're going to hear Graduation, The Cascades, and On a Leash. And if you've forgotten The New Rags because it's been so long, they're sort of an indie rock meets ragtime band. So it's like the Caesars meets Scott Joplin, you know, that kind of thing. And it's just fantastic stuff. One of my favorite bands of late. So check them out, The New Rags with Graduation, The Cascades, and On a Leash from their very expensive but totally worth it record, Gotta Get Out of Here, which may very well eventually be released in America. So cross your fingers for that, and it would get cheaper, probably. Okay, here it is on The Sounds of My Head right now.
Graduation, son, you've done so well, so what the hell do I do now that I'm out of my own? so high. So high.
To America's favorite game show, it's time to make your phone call to the 14th century. I'm your host, Chip McMartin. What information will our three lucky contestants share with the people of the Middle Ages? Let's find out. Your first contestant, ladies and gentlemen, Gregory Palkapo. Hi, Greg.
Hi, Chip.
Welcome to Phone Call to the 14th Century. It says here on the card that you want to be a race car driver.
I do, but I can't.
Okay, well, you know the rules. This phone is connected to a phone in a hut somewhere in the 14th century. You've got 30 seconds to impart as much useful information as you can to the people back then. What are you going to tell them?
I think I'm going to focus on hygiene and stuff.
Ready, phone call. begin!
Hi, this is Gregory Palkapo, talking machine from the 21st century. Don't be scared, okay? Write everything down. Wash your hands. Boil your water. There's no such thing as witches. Everybody floats. Monkeys are cousins of God. Pass. Monkeys are cousins of humans. The finches had different beaks to pick up stuff. A fish walked out of the water. He could talk. That means there's no God. Dig a boil. It's a black syrup in the ground. Light it on fire. Make a motorcycle. Make a factory. Don't throw away the middle of the donut. You can sell it. Go to Egypt. There's a bunch of mummies and gold. It's yours for the taking. Some of the popes are evil. Some of the popes are evil.
Some of the popes are evil indeed, ladies and gentlemen. Let's see what our judges say about that. And they're going to give you 12 and a half major concepts. That puts you in good standing. Let's meet our first challenger. Please welcome Blaine Cardozo. Hi, Blaine.
Hi.
You ready to make your phone call to the 14th century?
Oh, yeah.
You think you can beat Greg?
I have a secret weapon, Chip.
Oh, you do? You want to give us a hint?
Let's just say it rhymes with piddle pinglish.
Okay. Ready, phone call, begin.
One that opera with a sure resorta, the global warming hath pierced to the rota, and bathed the omega-3 fatty acids in the floor. When Zephyrus ate with his antibiotics, such as penicillin, hath in every hold and heat, the plug-in hybrid, and the young son hath in the ram his half...
5 seconds, Blaine.
Our pizza delivery or your money back.
Time's up. Blaine Cardozo, that was incredible. Are you sure you didn't just make that up?
No, I'm fluent in Middle English.
Then how would you say, hi, Mom?
Hi, Mommy.
Okay. What do our judges say? And they say that's correct. They're going to give you 9.5 major concepts. Another incredible score.
Thank you. brought to your tongues, embrace of your answers of your own heart's request. The very hearts beat fast and dissected, and in knowing how do you respond in passivity to all color, shape, sound, color, shape, sound. How, if not you, do I complete this representation of a utopian love affair within which you give on, within which you give on, within which you give on.
Ladies and gentlemen, what will it take from your final challenger? Let's meet him, Donald Darnedy. Hi, Don.
Hi, Chip.
What are you going to tell the people of the 14th century?
I'm just going to focus on being a teacher like I am right here on Earth.
Well, it's the same planet, Don. It's a different century. Ready, phone call, begin.
This is Don Darnedy, teacher from the future. Okay, first of all, always believe in yourself. Never give up your dreams or they'll give up on you. The bubonic plague. It might seem bad now, but you'll look back on it and laugh.
You're losing, Don.
Oh, okay, forget it. I want you to do something for me now. Get some coins, a suit of armor, any old books you don't want, any tapestries, anything with a unicorn on it. Put it in a box and write my name on it, Donald Darnedy. Give the box to Christopher Columbus. Tell Columbus to give it to Lewis and Clark. Have them leave the box at the Elks Lodge in Modesto, California.
Oh, Don, you told him to send you a bunch of stuff from the Middle Ages?
It'll get here.
Wouldn't it have gotten here already?
Oh, yeah.
For many to be a dove, to serve them well, to serve them well, take note of times to adhere in. Opposition, we fail in opposition, we will be apprehended once and five us will wish. If you are weak to have fausted, if you are true to make clear, no bargains will be made for freedom and death transcends a living mind in servility. A few are one who are clear.
Right there was two songs in a row by a new band called Swimming in Speakers, who I like a whole lot. Those two songs were called In Knowing and Serve Them Well, and they're both from their self-titled debut EP, which just came out recently up there in Amazon. So you can check out that EP. It's not very expensive, and it's totally worth getting because it's great stuff. And I, you know, they say that these are demos, but if those are demos, I just hope they don't screw it up when they get into the real studio to make the real stuff, because I think they got a pretty good sound as it is, if you know what I mean, which is to say exactly what I'm saying, which is what I mean. Okay, also, I should just note they're from Saranac, New York, upstate, and Saranac in the Adirondacks, it's like the same place where that Saranac brewery is, who makes that good root beer, among other products. So, big fan of Saranac, even though I've never been there, but I'm sure it's great. Okay, another band, also from New York. Man, this episode is real New York-centric, isn't it? There's some other stuff. I'm going to end with some other... I'm going to end some non-New York stuff. But here we go. Ben Queller, he's from New York as well. I think he's actually from California and other places, but he lives in New York. So there you go. Ben Queller with Sawdust Man from his new album called Changing Horses, which is not his very, very best album ever, but it's a perfectly acceptable album, and Sawdust Man is one of my more favoriter tracks from it. Here it is, Sawdust Man by Ben Queller from his new album Changing Horses. Where else but on the Sounds in My Head?
I'm the Sawdust Man, I'm the music man, I'm the talk of the town. Stick with me, my little baby, I won't let you down. My doors are always open. Gonna jump wrap you up in these arms of mine. Oh, baby, I want to kiss you from your head to your toes. And take this thing as far as it goes. I'm on top of the Greyhound station. Won't you please come home? I'm on top of the Greyhound station. Won't you please come home? Oh, come
see what our judges say, and they're going to give you 0.023 major concepts. It's not enough to beat Greg, who becomes our new champion and millionaire. Congratulations, and ladies and gentlemen, come see us next week when we make our phone call to the 14th century.
That was the San Francisco comedy group Casper Hauser. You can find more of their comedy online at www.casperhauser.com.
Walking down a busy street, looking for a place to stand. Is this what you become? Talking to an empty seat, hoping it can understand. Is this what you've become? Is this what you become?
Gone. It's making me sick.
voices in the satellites, people out of things to say. Is this what you've become? Is this what you've become? Sitting at a bus stop, walking to the laundromat. Is this what you've become? Is this what you've become? Is this what you've become?
That right there was Nick Freitas from Los Angeles, California. I wanted to play that song, What You Become, from his album Sundown, because Sundown, as I was listening to it, I kept thinking, wow, he kind of sounds like, you know, Ben Queller the whole time. Like, I don't know what it is, his voice. He just sounds like Ben Queller to me. And, you know, the instrumentation and song types, it's all kind of, you know, it's sort of similar, I guess, in some ways. So there you go. Nick Freitas, if you like that song, check out Sundown, his album. That was my favorite cut off of it. Okay, finishing up this episode of The Sounds of My Head, Dent May and his magnificent ukulele. That's the name of the band, and of course, with a name like that, it's gonna end up on my show. If you were walking through your local music store and you looked down at the rack and you saw a CD by Dent May and his magnificent ukulele, I'm betting you'd think, I bet Daniel's going to put that on his show. And you'd be right, because I am, because I'm that predictable. And the album is called The Good Feeling Music of Dent May and His Magnificent Ukulele. And we're going to hear a great song off the album called God Loves You, Michael Chang. And it's one of my more favorite tracks off the album, which I didn't love as much as I was hoping to based on the title. But it is definitely solid music, and it's good stuff all around. So check it out, Dent May and His Magnificent Ukulele with God Loves You, Michael Chang. Where else but finishing up this episode of The Sounds of My Head. Thank you. That does it for this episode of The Sounds in My Head. The music I talked over this week was Russian Dance, Maple Leaf Rag, and Russian Occupation, all by The New Rags from their album Gotta Get Out of Here. If you like what you hear on The Sounds in My Head, tell your friends to listen. You can also email me at daniel@thesoundsinmyhead.com or visit thesoundsinmyhead.com to leave comments that everyone can read. And we'll see you again in 2 weeks on April 13th with an all-new episode of The Sounds in My Head.